Track 18, page 50.
So, Armin, why did you want to meet so urgently today?
Sorry about that. It has to do with writing a cover letter for a job I saw posted recently.
Why? I thought you were happy working at Visage. Are you honestly thinking of leaving to go somewhere else?
Of course I love working there. My clients are extremely nice, and I get paid fairly well.
Okay, so what's the problem?
I spoke to Kenneth yesterday, and he told me that one of the busiest spas in Boston is looking for an experienced esthetician. So I've thought of applying.
Boston? Do you seriously want to move there?
You know how I've been talking about living there. This would be my opportunity, since I wouldn't have to worry about looking for work when I get there.
How about a place to stay?
Kenneth is looking for a roommate, so we'll be able to share all the expenses.
When are you going to send your CV?
It's close to the deadline, so it has to be as soon as possible. This is why I wanted to discuss this with you so quickly. Do I simply send a resume, or is it better if I also send a cover letter?
A few years ago, it was sufficient to simply send your resume. But today, employers want to get a better image of a candidate before they decide who they should consider for an interview. They may not look at your CV if you don't send a letter.
I'm not sure what is the difference between what you include in a resume and in a cover letter.
A cover letter isn't as detailed. All detailed employment history and educational accomplishments are included in your resume. A concise cover letter is a way to sell your abilities to the employer. It can encourage the employer to continue to review your resume. You can also express your desire and interest in working for the company. For example, you can say how your skills and experience can benefit the spa.
How long should it be?
No more than a page long. If it's any longer, the employer probably won't finish reading it. The letter should be easy to read and to the point. Write it carefully so that you don't make any mistakes. Otherwise, it looks unprofessional. First impressions are important.
Oh, it seems more complicated than I thought. Can you refer me to a site where I can get some ideas on what to include and how to structure the letter?
Simply type "how to write a cover letter" into your browser and you'll find hundreds of sites to help you out. They'll also give you advice on what to avoid putting in your letter.
Does it have to be in a particular format?
It all depends on the place you're applying to. I would suggest that you express yourself honestly and confidently, but use a formal language register, just as you would in an interview, and you should be fine. This way, the employer sees you as a serious candidate.
It's worth a try. Thanks. I knew I could count on you.
Your clients won't be happy with the news, but I've always wanted to see Boston. If you get the job, I'll have a place to stay.